Well, it's glory days. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Lord, how do you want to do it? Let me pray about that just a minute. Lord, we just clear out the air in here. We just clear out all of the words, all of any garbage, all the garbage dumping, all the stuff that's gone on in here. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. All complaints out the door in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just say that we're a place of reverence. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go ahead and go here. Let's open our Bibles to John 1:1. John 1:1. We're talking about the glory realm. We're talking about the kingdom of glory. We're reaching for a higher place. Amen. And we're looking for and receiving our part in the great awakening. We're looking for our part and working, as far as America's concerned, our part. And what we're praying, what we're saying, what our parts are. And I would just say to you all, well done. I'm so blessed that you all care so much about the United States Constitution and things like that. And you care about conservative values. So we're reaching for that. But we're also reaching into the realm. We're reaching in because of the great awakening that we're in right now. We're reaching into higher places. So tonight I want us to look at a few verses here in John, and I want to say a few things to you. This is going to be a little bit different. I'm just going to just make statements to you. I just want to make statements to you, and I want you to just grab where we're going. The Gospel of John all by itself will take you higher. It's a higher glory. It unveils Jesus as he is sitting exalted at the right hand of God. You can see that in John's writing. And the thing you need to understand about John is he wrote this gospel later. He wrote it later than the other three wrote theirs. And he wrote it with much revelation, having walked through so much before he got there. And so he has eyes that saw something different. And it's amazing to me that... this book of John is just filled with miracles. And interesting enough, there's six miracles in here that appear only in this book. They're not in the other Gospels. The water to wine and the blind eyes see, the dead raised. There's some others, but there are some things that are different about this. And what I see about the book of John is there's more of a heavenly perspective, okay? If you look at the other three Gospels, they're historical. Matthew shows that Jesus came from Abraham through David. Mark shows Jesus comes from Nazareth. Luke shows that Jesus came from Adam. But John shows that Jesus came from heaven. And so it's just a marvelous thing to take a look at the deepness of John's writing. And so it's just very revealing, especially this first chapter. And did you know that some say that these first words in John chapter 1 are actually a song or a poem that the ancients used to sing or quote, you know? So I think that's really interesting because it reads that way. It's really neat. So let's just read verse 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In the beginning is interesting here. Did y'all get that? Did y'all read it with me? Let's read it one more time. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, two people read it with me. Let's try it again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, good. Now, in the beginning is interesting right here, because in Genesis, we have what we call the beginning of time. But in John, we have eternity past before time existed. In the beginning, before there was time, there was the Word. Okay? So now the Greek word for word here is something you all know. It's logos, or logos, however you want to say it. The Greeks equated logos with the highest principle of cosmic order. And it is the highest principle. The Word is the highest principle, because the Word is Jesus. It is God himself. So it's the highest of all order. Now, I want to read you the Passion Translation. In the beginning, the living expression was already there. Isn't that good? And the living expression was with God, yet fully God. That's so good. Verse 2. They were together face to face in the very beginning, before time. Verse 3. And through his creative inspiration, this living expression made all things. For nothing has existence apart from him. Verse 4. Life came into being because of him, for his life is light for all humanity. And this living expression is the light that bursts through gloom, the light that darkness could not diminish. Amen. Says the darkness comprehended it not. That doesn't mean it didn't understand it. It meant that it couldn't overtake it. It's just King Jamesy there. But so the darkness could not overtake the light. Now, Jesus being the Word, okay, he is God's thoughts manifested. He is the total expression of God in the earth. He is Word and Word manifested. Now, when it said the same was in the beginning with God, it's telling us that Jesus existed with the Father from the beginning before time. Before the foundation of the world. He didn't come along later after God decided there needed to be a Savior in the earth. It was all decided before Adam was ever created. That's right. God knew what would happen in the earth. You know that. And I know you know that. But God has always been three in one. And you have a revelation of that. You know the Trinity. So he didn't make Jesus when he needed a Savior. Jesus existed in the form of the Word and in the person of the Word, the existing expression. That's good. You just got to... Okay. So you can read that in Scripture. The Godhead knew what was coming. Well, I don't have time to go there, but you all are pretty familiar with that. But then also we need to take from this that Jesus, the Word, created with the Father and brought manifestation. So let's don't leave that out of here right now. So he's there. He's part of creation. Is he? He was. Yes. So, and then the next thing we see about Jesus is he became flesh and dwelt among us. So there he is. He's the living expression. He creates with Father, and then eventually he manifests as a man on the earth. Scripture being down there in verse 14, wherever it is on your page. And the Word was made flesh. The living expression was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Glory to God. Isn't that good? A synonym for expression is actually face. Okay? It's face. So now if you look back and you do your studies, you're going to find out that the word presence is not in Hebrew. There's no Hebrew word for presence or the presence of God. It is the face of God. So when he comes in with his presence, he's giving you a face-face, as we call it. Y'all know the expression? You know what a face-face is? Y'all don't know what a face-face is? Come here, Art. Face the audience. Now, I got to get down here. That's a face-face. Okay? Right? That's a face-face. So God's looking at you, or he's giving you face-face. I'm surprised y'all didn't know that. It is written. No, it's not. Praise the Lord. But so they're face-to-face in the beginning. So Jesus was with God the Father, and Jesus is God the Son. You're like, well, we know this, Pastor. Where are you going? We'll get out of 101 in a minute. Okay. Now, can you handle that so far? Because it's going to get a lot bigger here. Now, when you look through John, you'll find that John actually told these miracles that other people didn't, like I said. Also, John shows who Jesus is by allowing Jesus to speak distinctively about himself, I am, 7 times. In the book of John, he uses the word I am 7 times. Now, we know I am. That's already out of time. Now, I just want to settle in on these verses right here now. Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Okay? In him was life, and the light was the light of men. So, in verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never extinguished it. Okay, so in him was life, and the life was the light. Say, the life was the light. Okay, so now here's an interesting truth. In the Aramaic, it says, in him were lives. But, it's talking about in human lives, humanity, but it also means spiritual life, eternal life, and every kind of life. So in him, there was every kind of life. There's the Zoe. There's the plants. There's every kind of life that there is in him. Okay? And then the life was light. So light is definitely illumination. And we know that, of course. But you do know and understand that in Genesis, that he created the sun and the moon way down in another verse. So when he said light be, he wasn't saying sun and moon be, stars be. That came later. He was saying, we always said light and me be, but I tell you, I think he was saying me be. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. You get that. So it's definite illumination. And listen, we know that we have enlightenment. We are not ignorant because we've been given enlightenment. We call it revelation. Okay? So, yes, that is so true. And we know that light overtakes the darkness as good overcomes evil. That's how we would say it. So, but James 1:17 then, stay with me, roll back in here. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of what? Lights. Okay. With whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So there's another picture we can add. Good gifts come from Father of lights. Okay. And then we know this. The life is in the blood. So the light is in the blood. Okay? I told you, I'm just talking to you now. Now walk with me through this. 1 John 1:5, you know it, you don't have to turn there. This then is the message we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. Okay? There's no darkness at all in God. He's totally what? God is light. So, what is the message here then? The message is God is light and the life is light. God is the life. God is the light equals life is the light. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, just come on, come on. You'll make it. You'll be all right in a minute. So it can't be just brightness. Or just revelation, although all of that's true. All that's true that we just talked about. And he's pure and righteous. Now think about this. We're dealing with the realm of glory, the realm of kingdom, and the realm of his presence. So we're dealing with things unseen unless they begin to manifest, which they will if they come from light. You're just going to have to catch that. I hope you just caught that. They're unseen. They're in the light realm because you can't see all light. Can you see infrared light? Can you see ultraviolet light? Well, right now you can't see God light. I don't know what may be coming through here in a minute. That was very unusual. Okay, so like I said, God said, light be, me be. So he's not just light in the brightness or the illumination or the revelation. Now I'm going to say something to you. You're just going to have to get it. He is light speed. Yes. He's light speed. He's not just light. He's light speed.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Come on, church. You got to see that. What am I talking about? He's out of our time. He's out of this time right here. Okay? Mm-hmm. Eternity is the parent force of time, but it's not subject to time. Mm-hmm. Time is subject to it. When God created this world, it was in light speed up. It was in eternity. The garden was eternal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's somewhere.
Yeah. That's
right. It still is. It still exists. I think I know where it is, too. Right here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's light speed up. But here's what happens. Adam fell. Yeah, Keith Moore sent me on this path. He wasn't even talking to me. He just said, when Adam fell, and I went, Adam fell. And all of a sudden, boom, light speed. He fell from light speed.
Yeah.
He fell from the eternal realm.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
He fell from eternity. He fell down. Out of light speed, if you will. He had to go to a lower level to exist as he had become subject to a creature who was locked in time. He was lower level. He had already been cast down. Remember Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. He was kicked out of heaven. It wasn't way over there in the New Testament that he saw him do that. He was saying, listen, guys, y'all think you're doing good. Be glad your name's written in the book of heaven or whatever he said. Your names are written in heaven because I'm telling you, I saw Satan fall like lightning when God kicked him out because I was there. So I'm just going to submit to you that God locked Satan in time. So that he could put an end to him. Because he has to come to an end. And if you don't have time, you don't have an end. But if you have an end, time, you can have an end of time. And we are in the end of time. And I also submit to you, and I know you all want to have a talk with Adam when we get there, but I believe with all of my heart that Adam could have taken care of it right there.
Yeah.
If he would have chosen to use his authority, mm-hmm. he could have ended it right there and boom.
Wow.
Satan would have been locked out, but there needed to be a choice. A man had to make a choice because that's the way God is. He didn't create us as some kind of puppets. He had to bring forth the sons of God that chose him. And so he could have taken care of Lucifer, or actually Satan by then, had fallen. He could have said, I'm not participating in this. I'm going to participate in this. But Jesus brought us up. And we now can download just like Adam did. Man lived on information until Jesus. Well, I'll just tell you this. Adam lived off of revelation. He just downloaded everything. I want you to name the animals. Okay. That is a giraffe. He heard it. He just downloaded everything. He's totally connected to God. So he can just download it all. Elephant. There it was. You know, snail, whatever. But he's able to do that. He's able to download everything. So, but he dropped down to that other place. So Satan had to be captured to go to the end. So the garden, you see, now is built out of time and placed to overtake the darkness. That's what it was for. Look, I can prove it to you. What does it say in Genesis? What's the first word? In the beginning. No. Go to Genesis. He created the heavens and the earth. And what? The earth was what? Tovu vavohu. It was dark in the earth. It was darkness. Time locked in. And that's where the enemy was. But he got into man's authority. And instead of hoping that he could up, man went in there. You see what I'm saying? Praise God. But now we can download. The captain of our salvation is taken care of it. The enemy's defeated now. Everything's done. So God is light speed. He's light speed up. Eternity, glory, kingdom realm are all light speed up. And if you know anything about quantum physics, you could prove this out in the natural. And I don't have time to go there. We've talked about it before. But basically, whatever you're faithing for has to slow down to enter in and manifest. So light speed up, grabbed by faith, you'll pull in. Now listen, I know everything's in the earth. If it's not, God will create it. But everything's in the earth, and you're believing for a house or a car or health or whatever. Your faith is that light speed that will pull in the molecular thing on this level.
That's right.
Is that easy to understand?
Yeah.
That's not too hard. It's going to grab it and bring it to you. Mm-hmm. This is not New Age.
No.
This is faith. They stole stuff from us. So Jesus in his glorified body is flesh and bone. His blood was poured out, but he's flesh and bone. But in his glorified body, you're going to have one. Keith Moore was talking about the lady who, I believe it was Rebecca Springer, because I know the story so well. She got a piece of fruit in heaven, and she starts eating the piece of fruit in heaven, and it drips down on her beautiful white gown that she's wearing. And she's, oh no, and she looks down and it's all clean. That's because there's no corruption in heaven.
That's right. Well, we're a good God.
You're not going to have to clean up every day.
When
you get up, your hair is going to be pretty. No more bed hair. Anyway, so, I mean, it's life is different there. When you walk on the grass, it comes back up after you walk on it. The flowers turn and look at you.
Yeah.
Woo. It's different. That's light speed up. See, everybody think, well, heaven is just this ethereal place where there's a bunch of Caspers sitting around playing hard. No, it's real. It's tangible. It's just in another dimension.
Right.
It's fast. Yes. Jesus, angels can walk through these walls, but they can't walk through the walls in heaven because they're on the same molecular structure as the heavenly atmosphere, as the glory atmosphere. Sometimes the glory slows down and comes in here with us.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's real fast to us. The realm, the presence of God. It's making me happy. I don't know about you. No corruption. Light speed takes care of that. Now, I want you to think about that in your body. Light speed can take care of your body. And I believe with all my heart that John G. Lake had a revelation of that like almost nobody else. He called it transmutation in the old days. He talked about how the Spirit of God could get in your body and change your molecular structure, and the light and the life of the Zoe life of God penetrate your body and just heal you. Remember, he's the one that put the plague in his hand and it just died. Why did it die? Because he's carrying the power. He's carrying light speed.
Yeah.
Himself. Light speed can take care of you. So Jesus brought the life and the light, the God kind of light, into the earth. And now you can use your faith to jump time and bring forth miracles. Miracles jump time.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
They speed up. They take what usually takes a long period of time and they speed up the process. Healing doesn't always come instantly, but miracles do. Healing's great. We take that, but miracles are like on the spot, it's over. The pain's gone, the tumor's gone. The eyes are seeing, whatever, it's happening right then. And then there's creative miracles. That's when something didn't exist and now it exists. Well, you know, well, how would God put somebody's leg back on? Really easy. There's a parts room in heaven. And that form that belongs to someone can just be, yeah, hey, it's as easy as a car part. You just don't go to AutoZone. You go to Heaven Zone. And you automatic zone. And you pick up what you need and it comes. I'm telling you, it's not that hard. I've seen a miracle, some miracles. I've seen a man's leg start to grow out. I didn't see it go all the way, but I saw it grow, begin to grow out from a nub. So he was in a process. But I've also seen blind eyes open immediately, and hearing open immediately, and many things. I know you all have, but that's just going to increase. I'm just trying to warm you up to that. So Jesus brought forth the manifestation of timelessness, and he poured it out in the blood before he left. Can you think about that? Jesus poured out his blood. What's in his blood? Life and light. So that means anyone who receives Jesus receives the light. And if you receive the light, then you receive light speed up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you out of time so you can use your faith easier.
Amen.
When it was spilled, all eternity was poured out, and anyone who would receive it received eternity. Do you have eternal life right now?
Yes.
How'd you get it? By the blood of Jesus. Your sins were washed away and eternity came. Why were the sins washed away when you received the blood? Why? Why would that be? Light speed. Darkness can't stay. Sin is dark. All of your old nature, when we sing, "Are you washed in the blood? The soul cleansing blood of the Lamb." That's a good song because it was washed out. It's gone, forever gone. can't get back in.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Because see, it's the nature. You said, well, I still do bad things. No, we're talking about the sin nature is gone from you. It's what the old man. Does your flesh try to stick up its ugly head? Yeah. Because your soul's not finished being saved, so it's going to do some things. But your spirit is whole right now. All the deadness is gone out of your spirit.
That's right.
It's gone. Your spirit is lit up like a timeless lighthouse. Even more. So, you experience that eternity, but God wants you to have more. He wants you to experience life from the other realm in this awakening, in this time. He's always wanted you to. But since we're here, we'll talk about now. He wants you to be able to live from the heavenly perspective. He wants you to download heaven, church. He wants you to touch heaven. Heaven needs to collide with the natural. And when it does, things change on the earth. Light speed up this is what we call light speed up, the supernatural. But I'm using different words to try to help you get a picture, to try to help you see that you right now, sitting right here, are filled with light and life that can push out darkness. You can lay your hands on someone else and push out sickness and disease. You can call forth things. And they'll come to you. Romans 3:23 said all have sinned and fallen what? Come short of the glory of God. So that's what happened to man. So then our boundary became matter. So you started working with your senses. Man did. Mankind started just working with their senses because matter became a boundary. Time was an element that was placed in this three-dimensional world. But once you get through the heavenlies into the fourth dimension, there is no time. It's just today. God has already been to your future. There's no future to Him. He's in eternity. When you entered eternity, your spirit right now is eternal. It's eternal, past, present, future. It's all one thing. Yeah. Time seems like it must go really slow in heaven. There is none. You'll have all those neat things like it'll get a little, that beautiful time of day right when the sun goes down and out here they call it the violet crown, because that little purple thing comes out here in the hill country and you'll get a taste of all that. And you'll have a resting period, but you're not ever going to be in the deep darkness in heaven. You won't. The softening of the glory. That's what they call it in heaven. The light just gets softer. But it isn't the sun. It's God Himself putting out the light. And He just dims Himself a little bit so you can relax.
Oh, Jesus.
You can walk on down to the lake down there. Watch everybody in their little boats. Whew, it just got me. You can get in your little boat and float around out there. They have cushions in them. They're real pretty. And you can... There's the dolphins, they're colorful, all colors, and they'll swim along with you. And there's Jesus over there under the tree playing loaves and fishes with the kids. It's a game in heaven. Loaves and fishes. Heaven has come down in here. When you look through time, you're looking through the veil of the curse. You weren't meant to be there. It was not meant to be your limit. Matter's not meant to be your limit. Your senses aren't meant to be your limit, Linda. They're not. They're just not. Faith takes you past your senses. The Holy Spirit Himself, takes you past your senses. You connect with Him, you get outside of that. Glory to God. Jesus functioned in and out of time. Can you think about one time when he functioned in and out of time? Well, for one thing, he was functioning out of time when he walked on the water. He also functioned out of time when they tried to throw him off the cliff and he walked past every one of them.
Yeah.
He functioned outside of time when he turned the water into wine.
Yeah.
He functioned outside of time on every miracle when he raised the dead. He was functioning outside of time because what he did was we use the word resurrection. He's just going, eternity. Come on. Now, I'm going to tell you something real easy. This will help you. How did God get Abraham to override time? Because this is our secret. This is New Testament now. The Apostle Paul told us how to do it. How did God get Abraham to override time? He made him call things that are not as though they were. So he couldn't say, you better listen to this, because this is going to put an end to a lot of you not getting what you want. He couldn't say, I am going to be the father of a multitude. Yes, I'm going to be the father of a multitude. No, I am the father of a multitude. I am the father of the healed. I am the millionaire that God needs me to be, or whatever it is. I am the person God needs to be. I am. That's who I am. I am the owner of fill in the blank. Whatever it is that God's called you to be. You start speaking. Listen, when you call things that are not as though they were, you're not lying. You're speaking out of time. You're working above time.
Wow.
See, if he would have just said, this will just lay it out for you. If he would have said, excuse me, I'm going to be the father of a multitude, he locked himself in a sequence. He locked himself in time. That's why when Moses said, who should I say sent me? He said, I am. He's bringing Moses up out of time, church. He's pulling him up out. When they said, we're looking for Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, I am. And what happened? Everybody falls over. And he said, before Abraham was, I am. They're like going, what? You're of the tribe of, you know. What's he saying? I'm out of time. I am out of time. I'm sitting out of time. Everything in my realm, I'm in it, and I can deliver it. And he can deliver it to us. As long as Satan can keep you in time, he can keep you in jail. And some people run out of time trying to believe that it's coming, that it's coming. See, that's not faith. That is not faith to think that. That's hope. But faith says it is right now. Now faith is. Believe the life and light and talk the life and light. That's faith. Okay? You know, nowadays things are different. When I was a kid, you know, I have an iPhone. Do y'all have an iPhone or a Android or whatever? But when I was a kid, we read about Dick Tracy and that watch. So kids, we'll explain that to y'all later. But now we have these phones. I mean, the Jetsons, come on. You know, you could see people while you're talking to them on the phone. I mean, it was a different world, but now we know that technology has moved up. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's time for the church to move up.
Yes.
We need to. The higher your revelation, the more your manifestation.
Yes.
That's why I'm using these terms light speed with you. I guess you figured out right now I'm just teaching you faith. But I'm teaching you faith in the way you need to see it for these times. And everything I've told you is true. It is light speed. It is out of time. All these things are right. But I'm telling you, if you don't work these things, you're going to be stuck in time. And so you're going to work them the same way God worked them, believing and saying. That's how he put time on the earth. That's how you can get out of it.
Yes. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What does it say? Let the poor say, I'm just really poor. Let the poor say what? Yeah. That's what it says. So it's and let the weak say,
I am strong.
I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's what, who we are. So we pulled ourselves out of what looks like we aren't in this moment in time. But we're not in time. We are out of time, and we will pull what's in time to us and experience it and be able to change the world. The higher your revelation, the more the manifestation. So we don't want traditions to block our higher revelations and our manifestations. And then there's carnality, of course, that gets in the way. And I'll just tell you this. A lot of churches have been just organized intellectuals. Thank you, Lord, for appreciating that. They just intellectualize everything that comes out of the Bible. Well, this must mean that brother so-and-so back in the nana said that, but this is revelation. John wrote this out of the fourth dimension. Wait till we get to the fifth dimension. Up, up and away. Okay, that was a corny joke. Okay, so Adam walked in great dominion. Instead of learning, he discerned. He and Father were one. You and Father are one. He downloaded everything. Everything that God has for us has already been prepared. It's already been put away for us. Ephesians 1:3 says that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. Now get the meaning of that before you just run off with it. Isn't that right? So it says we've all been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places before the foundation of the world. Talks about all that right there. Shake it out of your head. Well, it was spiritual blessings. It was just spiritual blessings. And, that you would love and that you would have joy. And it is all those. And they're great, the greatest. But it's also a car and a bed and a pillow.
Yeah.
And a guitar. No, a guitar.
And a steak.
It's all of it. And what did Jesus say? He said, put your treasure in a place where it cannot be corrupted. That's why he keeps it all in the heavenly realm. And then on your path of life, as you need it, you make a demand on it and you'll have it. And you'll download it. Hey, the computer world did us a lot of good with the word download. Because you can just download what you need by calling things that are not as though they were. And you will have them if you will not doubt in your heart and go back and open your big mouth and turn it around. Because that's the problem. I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. Did you see my boo-boo? And we all do it. We've all done it. But, that, you know, yes, I'm healed, I'm healed. Now, are you not?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to call things that are not as though they were, then you're going to download light speed and it's going to hit your body and you're going to get well. I just went through this today. I had some symptoms for several days now. And they're gone. Thank you, Jesus, for the prayer warrior here. Light speed happened. And I mean, I was in there. I talked to it. I said, "You're not getting me." I said, "I'm going right on. I'll fight you. I'm not." I was in my bedroom saying that after the staff left, and I was like, no, you're not getting me. I'll go in there and preach just like I always do, and even better.
Amen.
You're not getting me. And I have no symptoms right now.
Come on. Glory
to God. Thank you, Jesus. But you have to call things that are not as though they were. You're going to have to do it. So everything God has for you is already there. You were chosen before the foundation of the world, and all of the stuff was put up there for you. Now, all of these blessings are first spiritual. So it takes a spiritual person to receive spiritual inheritance. You're not going to get it with your senses. You're going to have to be a believer and a sayer, but you're going to have to believe it in your heart, not be a parrot. Everything's in the spirit, but you can't say it because Kenneth Copeland got it or Brother Hagin got it or, whoever. Pastor Roxanne or whoever. You're going to have to get it yourself and put it in there and stay with it. Man, I must have told y'all that 10,000 times in this church over 19 years. And it's still the truth.
It is.
It's still the truth. We still have to put it in our heart and speak it out of our mouth.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do it by the Spirit. First Corinthians 2. You got the spirit, spirit to spirit. And then once you get spirit to spirit, you're going to download it to the natural.
That's right.
Yeah. And then it'll happen here. Don't stay in the fallen world.
Oh, amen.
Don't stay in the fallen world. You're bigger than that.
Yes.
You're not subject to this world. This world's temporal. You're eternal.
Right.
You have the power to change the world around you. I don't care if America's, whatever America's doing, your life can be better than ever.
That is right.
So many ministries did better in the COVID year.
Yeah.
Now some of them were just now opening and all that. And I understand that they got caught up in a lot of stuff. But I'm telling you, a lot of people just did better.
Yeah. Praise God.
Why? Because they were in the upper.
Yeah.
The upper realm. Knowing who they were. Because I will tell you this, the upper realm is essential. Your faith is essential.
Yes.
Church is essential.
Yes.
We have to do it. We have to be it together.
Yes.
We have to have it together.
Yes.
So we can pull on the anointing like y'all are doing right now and get everything we all need so we can go out of here and help the rest of the world. Am I right, Kathy? Yeah. This is not about a bless me club. This is about being world changers. Well, it's just little old me. But see, you're wrong, honey. It's not little old you. It's the I am who hangs around with you.
Oh, yeah.
And he can deliver. Just look up, church, because light speed is right here for you. Just look up in here. Just look up. Just look up. Are you blessed?
Yes.
Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for light speed up. You are light speed. You are out of time. You have changed our lives. Thank you, Lord, that we are able to call things that are not as though they were. We thank you, Lord, that all rats and all spiritual rats have been dismissed from the kingdom of God's realm. We overtake them in Jesus' name, and they will not eat up our supply another day. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name.